You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The music of the stars is on the air. It's Memorial Day weekend. With a salute to the ladies, too. And the buglers. And the riveters. And the canine. Everybody. Wishing you all a contemplative Memorial Day. The Sisters Andrew.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-lad, a toot, he blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a bzzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-do-da-da, do-do-do-do-da-da, he blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
The music of the stars, Buck Privates, Bud Abbott, Lou Costello.
Congress passes the first peacetime Selective Service Training Act in the history of the nation. President Roosevelt signs the draft bill, an epical step in national defense. Impressive ceremonies. Secretary of War Stimson is blindfolded, draws the first number from 9,000 sealed capsules.
The first number drawn by the Secretary of War is serial number 158.
And the youth of America prepare to become peacetime buck privates.
We'll be right back. drive, Martin.
Sorry, sir. The line forms on the left.
You play soldier.
Bud Abbott and Lou Costello with Buck Private's classic film on Universal. And from that picture came this song, The Andrews Sisters.
Undoubtedly the dumbest numbskulls I've ever had the misfortune of drilling. Private Smith, fall out. Smith, you seem to know what this is all about. I want you to take over these men and drill them for half an hour and see if you can sweat some sense into them. I'm exhausted.
Rest of you men, follow me. Forward! Forward!
Dick, put my gun in the
Attention!
And the rest of my life. Sound off.
One, two.
Sound off.
Three, four.
A one.
Two, three, four.
A two.
Two, three, four.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
The captain rides in a jeep.
You're right.
Sergeant rides in a truck.
You're right.
General rides in a limousine. But we're just out of luck.
You're right.
Sound off. Sound off.
Data south. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Detail, halt! Left, face! Order, arms! You four men are undoubtedly the dumbest numbskulls I've ever had the misfortune of drilling. Private Smith, pull out. Smith, you seem to know what this is all about. I want you to take over these men and drill them for half an hour and see if you can sweat some sense into them. I'm exhausted.
Rest of you men, follow me. Forward!
Dick, put my gun in the
hand.
Attention!
Never mind that.
That's my pal. Big man, he's a captain.
Wipe that smile off your face.
Uh-huh.
Wipe it off! Quiet! Quiet! What are you doing?
I'm talking to myself.
Well, don't talk so loud.
Well, I gotta hear what I gotta say.
Quiet! Come off.
One, two, three, four. Bingo!
Now you behave yourself, do you understand? I won't warn you again. Get your chins up. Get your chest out. Throw out your chest. Get your chest out. Throw it out.
I'm not through with it yet.
Quiet!
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie, the riveter, keeps a sharp lookout for sabotage. Sitting up there on the fuselage. That little frail can do more than a male can do. Rosie, brrr, the riveter. Rosie's got a boyfriend, Charlie. Charlie, he's a Marine. Rosie is protecting Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie, brrr, the riveter. Everyone stops to admire the scene. Rosie at work on the B-19. She's never twittery, nervous, or jittery.
I'm Rosie, the riveter.
What if she's smeared full of oil and grease, doing her bit for the old Lend-Lease? She keeps the gang around. They love to hang around Rosie.
That's me, the riveter.
Rosie buys a lot of war bonds. That girl really has sense. Wishes she could purchase more bonds, putting all her extra cash in national defense. Oh, when they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be.
There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie the Riveter Gal.
While other girls attend their favorite cocktail bar, sipping dry martinis, munching caviar, there's a girl who's really putting them to shame.
Rosie is her name. Oh, Rosie buys a lot of war bonds. That girl really has sense. Wishes she could purchase more bonds, putting all her cash into national defense. Old Senator Jones, who was in the know, shouted these words on the radio. Berlin will hear about, Moscow will cheer about Rosie. Rosie. Rosie the Riveter Gal.
1, 2, 3, 4. Bingo. Now you behave yourself. Do you understand? I won't warn you again. Get your chins up. Get your chest out. Throw out your chest. Get your chest out. Throw it out.
I'm not through with it yet.
Quiet. Right.
Cordial greetings of your 5th Army. The 5th Army Band was directed by Chief Warrant Officer B.G. Cook. This is Specialist 4 Jack Harry speaking. Your engineer was Robert Oates Jordan. This program was produced by Colonel Edwin W. Richardson and came from Chicago.
In their unique style of marching, one of John Philip Sousa's best-known marches, the Stars and Stripes Forever.
United States Marine Corps Band. Did you know that has lyrics? Hang tight.
I'm a hillbilly Yankee Doodle Dandy, a sharp shooting, flag saluting guy. I never picked a fight, but when I'm in the right, just stick around and watch the feathers fly. Since Uncle Sammy dressed me up in khaki, I figure I must be in his employ. So instead of herding sheep, I'm a cowboy on a jeep. I'm a hillbilly Yankee Doodle boy. I'm a third jeep.
Squad right, squad way.
I'm a hillbilly Yankee Doodle Dandy, a hard-riding, law-abiding guy. This army life, you see, just fits me to a T. For Uncle Sam, I'd gladly do or die. Since folks around the hills all quit their feuding, a good old strap is something I'll enjoy. We're 100 million strong, it ain't gonna take us long. I'm a hillbilly Yankee Doodle boy.
That's Texas Jim Lewis with the Hoosier Hotshots. The Marines. The Merchant Marine. Music of the Star. Thank you. Glenn Miller and orchestra.
The bombardier were ready for a trip. The navigator checked his course and climbed aboard the ship. But there was someone missing, so they all began to call for the very, very, very most important one of all.
Hail the man, the guns in the sky. Lift your old chapeau to each and every guy. To his courage in the blue.
Glenn Miller and orchestra. King Charles.
It is now 80 years since my grandfather, King George VI, announced to the nation and the Commonwealth that the dreadful shadow of war has passed from our hearths and our homes. The liberation of Europe was secured. His words echoed down through history, as all this week, and especially today, we unite to celebrate and remember with an unwavering and heartfelt gratitude the service and sacrifice of the wartime generation who made that hard-fought victory possible. While our greatest debt is owed to all those who paid the ultimate price, we should never forget how the war changed the lives of virtually everyone. Now, as then, we are united in giving utmost thanks to all those who served in the armed forces, the uniformed services, the home front, indeed, all the people of this country, the Commonwealth, and beyond.
Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do. Till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know. Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We meet again, don't know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
On Memorial Day, we pause to remember those members of our armed forces who have preserved our liberty and our freedom by making the supreme sacrifice. While we Americans traditionally celebrate this day with picnics and parades, and while we think of this day as the unofficial beginning of summer, we know it is also a time of somber but inspiring memories. Memories of so many courageous Americans who, while wearing our country's uniform, fought and died so that we could enjoy the blessings of this day.
Here's Johnny Mercer. That was Doris Day.
I jive, man alive. It starts with the bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Jack Bass, the G.I. jive. Rudely toot, jump in your suit, make a salute. After you wash and dress, more or
oh, let's see. Okay. What happened was I got a damaged record. Okay, so then that happens. Not often, thankfully. The music of the stars. Let's see. Let's get Doris Day back up on the Emerald Spotlight.
stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught. Deadly pace it came from.
Was it in Tahiti? Were we on the long, long ago, say an hour or so, I recall that I saw you smile. I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one said I love you too. I do. Didn't you know?
Edith Gourmet and Picture for the Boys with James Caan and Bette Midler right here.
Chicest couple, Eddie Sparks and Dixie Leonard.
I remember you.
I'd like to say that
you're the one who made my dreams come true.
You're usually dead,
a few
without a head.
This is a go.
And lots of natives are picking their teeth with your bones.
I remember too.
Oh, what a dream.
Distant bell.
It comes at night and taunts
and
me. stars that fell, and like your jokes,
like
it
rain,
haunts me until
blue.
I'm blue as your face as the last breath leaves you.
When my life is through,
I'll jump for joy,
and the angels ask me to recall.
Who's a chump and a heel?
The thrill of it all.
Who's the biggest schlemiel?
Then I will tell them I remember.
So, it's my birthday coming up.
Yeah, I know, Eddie.
But what do you give a guy that's got everything?
Penicillin.
Hey, Dix, you ever been married?
Oh, yeah, Eddie, twice.
Children?
No, silly. Grown men. Tell me, Eddie, what's the most romantic thing a woman ever said to you?
Are you sure you're not a cop?
Then I will tell them I remember. You.
You.
And you.
James Caan and Bette Midler for the boys. A salute to the USO, the music of the stars.
Direct from the convent, the wonderful Miss Dixie Leonard. Well, hi.
Are you trying to get into my flax suit, honey?
I'm just trying to debrief you.
I want some hugging and some squeezing and some hugging and some teasing and some stuff like that there.
Dixie sang the songs.
It's a bunch of horny guys. I mean, how are you gonna lose, right?
In that case, let me add him.
Eddie told the jokes.
2 hours along with you, that boy deserves a purple heart.
Well, it was purple, all right, but I don't think it was his heart.
And for over 50 years together,
the two of you are going to be bigger than Burns and Allen, bigger than Hope and Crosby.
The battle between them never ended.
You got a toilet for a mouth, and I don't appreciate it.
Him and Hitler, they probably have the same agent.
But neither did the magic.
Just relax and follow my lead.
Yeah, right off a cliff.
You just let me teach you and nothing will stop us. We'll be bigger than all of them.
So tell me about this Korean place.
It's a tropical paradise.
On behalf of our fighting men and women everywhere, you're doing a magnificent job.
P.S. I love you.
Alone in the dark with thousands of men. There is a God after all.
They did it for the laughter. They did it for the tears. But most of all, they did it for the boys.
Come on, sweetheart, sing!
Well, if you feel that way about it.
And baby, you done it. And when I get a certain feeling, I confess it. There's really only one expression to express it. I want some hugging, squeezing, mugging, teasing, and some stand. Stuff like that there.
Ooh. I love you. I have the best time. Thank you.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
you
so
drop it.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
I.
My mother will start to
beautiful.
Worry.
Beautiful, watch your hurry.
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
roar. Really, I'd better stay.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Or maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on
you
while
you know
I'm
the
cold.
Neighbors might think.
Baby,
what's in this dream?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
heaven.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I want to say no, no, no.
Mind
sir.
If I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I
what's
tried.
What's the
I really can't
baby,
stay.
Don't hold out. Baby,
but it's cold outside.
Outside.
James Caan.
Absolutely unselfish friend that a man can have in this selfish world. The one that never deserts him. The one that never proves ungrateful or treacherous is his dog. A fella's dog will stand by him in prosperity or poverty, in health or in sickness. He will sleep on the cold ground where the winter winds blow and the snow drives fiercely, if only he can be near his master's side. He'll kiss the hand that has no food to offer. He guards the sleep of his pauper master as if he were a prince. When all other friends desert, well, that dog remains. When riches take wings and reputations fall to pieces, he is as constant in his love as the sun is in its journey through the heavens. Now, if misfortune drives the master forth, an outcast in the world, friendless and homeless, the faithful dog asks no higher privilege than to just be with him to guard against danger and to fight against his enemies. And when the last scene of all comes, and death takes the master in its embrace, and his body is laid away in the cold ground, no matter if all other friends pursue their way, there by the graveside will the noble dog be found, his head between his paws, his eyes sad, but open in alert watchfulness, faithful and true, even in death.
Walter Brennan.
I am just going to let you get on with it because we like surprises. Good luck.
Now, we all think our dogs are magical, but Finn truly is, and for more than one reason. David, I'd like you to think of an object and write that word down. Don't show me. Have you done that?
Yes.
Hold it up to your chest. Come and join us at the front of the stage.
Hey, I'd like to give my dog to Uncle Sam. You see, sir, I'm a blind boy. Yes, I am. I'd like to do my part to show what's in my heart and help my country win this war that we are in. My rover, he can hear a mile away, and he can see at night as well as day. I told my dog goodbye. I don't mean it if I cry. I'd like to give my dog to Uncle Sam. I'd like to give my dog to Uncle Sam. They say that he can enlist just like a man. We've walked since early morn from way out on the farm. When we heard on the air they need dogs over there, I've never seen Old Glory wave above, but still I know she's there for me to love.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.